You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of ICAC 2007, the 47th Annual InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy. The conference took place in Chicago, Illinois, from September 17th through September 20th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Erica Nelson reporting for The Body Pro. I'm in Chicago at ICAC 2007, one of the year's major HIV conferences. Right now I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters discussing their research and answering questions. We'll hear directly from investigators on the forefront of HIV treatment, care, and prevention. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. I'll then ask a few questions.
My name is Karen Duville. I work for the International Partnership for Microbicides. And we're here presenting a poster on dapivirine intravaginal gel.
Can you just walk me through your study?
Okay. What we're looking at is the safety of our gel being used twice a day for 42 days, and pretty much found that the gel was accepted and well tolerated by the women who used it and shown to be safe for use in the clinical study.
So it's safe. Is it effective?
We have not tested for effectiveness yet. We first have to go through phase one studies, both short studies and then longer term studies before going into phase three efficacy testing. So we won't know efficacy testing until we do a larger scale study.
Can you tell me a little bit about your study population?
This particular study was conducted in Belgium. We also conduct studies in Africa as well, South Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, in different countries. And then again, we do safety studies first before going into a larger efficacy study.
Where do you think microbicides are going in general now? I know that there's a lot of stuff in clinical trials, but there's not really anything that's available on the market yet.
In order to get on the market, a large-scale efficacy study, one or two studies will have to be done in order to show that the product is effective before it will be on the market. And right now, there are a couple studies that are being completed or being analyzed, and there's more products such as dapivirine that are in the pipeline that are being tested and hoped will go into larger-scale efficacy studies in the coming year or so.
Were there any limitations of this study, such as the size of the study or any other?
Well, we usually just start by having a small number of women. This study was, we had 24 women in the dapivirine gel group and 12 women in the placebo group. So we just usually start with a small number of women, make sure that the product's safe, look to see how it, so we have some information about whether dapivirine was absorbed into the body, at what levels it was, just look to see if there's any adverse reactions from, and it just really looks like a very, safe product and was well tolerated.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on ICAC 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC 2007.